愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习耶稣的圣名。
Today, I'd like to share with everyone the sacred name of Jesus.
如果我们要问自己一个，如果我们要问哈，我们祷告第一件事情要求什么
？If we ask ourselves, what is the first thing that we ask God for when we pray?
可能每一个人的答案都不太一样。
Perhaps everyone's answer would be different.
因为每一个人都有不同的需要。
Because we all have different needs.
所以我们跪下来祷告第一件事情可能每个人求的都不一样。
So when we get down on our knees to pray, perhaps the first thing that we pray for is different.
但是主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
But how did Jesus teach us how to pray?
就是在马太福音里面有祷告文。
And that is recorded in Matthew chapter 6, and that is the Lord's Prayer.
这是我们每一次聚完会常常在一起诵读的一段经文。
And this is actually one of the passages that we often recite after we pray.
那马太福音第六章的第九节开始，这个祷告文可以分作两部分。
In Matthew chapter 6, verses for this prayer, it could be divided into two sections.
第一部分就是要满足神的需要。
And the first section is to satisfy the needs of God.
第二部分才是满足人的需要。
And second part is fulfilling the needs of human beings.
所以这个告诉我们，如果我们祷告要发生功效，在我们心里面的最深处，要把神放在我们自己的前面。
So this tells us that in order for our prayers to be effective, we need to put God as our priority in our prayers.
把自己放在神的后面。
And we need to put ourselves behind God.
也就是说，看神比自己重要。
And that is see God more important than ourselves.
我们祷告才会感动神，才会发生功效。
Thus we can move God and touch God and have effective prayers.
所以我们祷告，向神祷告，不是在吩咐神，好像一个主人在吩咐仆人。
So when we pray to God, it's not like a master telling or commanding servants to do something.
我们在祷告的时候是一个仆人在恳求主人。
When we pray, we're like servants pleading with our masters.
所以要把主人的需要放在前面。
So we need to put the needs of the master in above us.
然后再求我们仆人的需要。
Then we ask of our own servant needs.
那如果我们过去祷告一直都没有什么体验。
So in the past, if we have no experience in our prayers,
那我们从今天开始，你试着这样祷告。
So from today on, try to pray in such a way.
祷告一定会有体验。
Perhaps you will experience something in your prayers.
就是把神的需要放在前面。
And that is put God's needs above yours.
把我们自己的需要放在后面。
And put our own needs below God's needs.
所以有可能你祷告15分钟。
Perhaps you pray for 15 minutes.
你还不要说我什么身体痛了，我什么失业都不要讲。
Don't think about whether you are suffering from pain or whether you have not found a job.
先看神要什么。
You first think about what God wants.
先祷告。
You pray.
那最后才祷告自己的需要。
Then you later pray for your own needs.
那神需要什么？
So what does God need?
我们看第六章。
Let us look at chapter 6.
马太第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, 我们仔细算了，这个祷告文大概有六句话。
We could see when we count how many phrases there are for the Lord's Prayer, there are six.
三句话是满足神的需要。
Three phrases actually satisfy the needs of God.
这是在前面。
And that is in the front.
那后面三句话是满足我们个人的需要。
The latter part describes our own needs.
那如果这样看来，我们祷告十五分钟。
So let's look, examine this when we pray for 15 minutes.
大概前面大概七分半，你当然你 不需要看手表，大概你七分半，一半的时间你要先祷告神的需要。
So if you pray for 15 minutes, you have to use about 7.5 minutes. But of course you don't have to look at your watch to pursue the needs of God.
有时候我们知道神很需要，所以念两句了，又开始讲我要什么，念了14分钟，神需要只有一分钟。
So we probably pray sometimes just saying two phrases of what God wants to, of God's needs, and then we quickly turn to our own needs.
那虽然哦，这个神放在前面了，但是哦，分量不够。
Even if we put God above us, perhaps we do not put him as more weight in our prayers.
不但神要放在前面，而且神要分量啊，跟人一样，甚至超过人。
Not only should we put God in above us, we should have God's need weightier than our own prayers.
所以你看，祷告六句话，三句话在讲神的需要。
So if we look at the Lord's Prayer, of the six phrases, there are three that describe God's needs.
那这神的需要的第一件事情是什么？
So what does God need first of all?
哦，这里说我们在天上的父。
Here it says our Father in heaven.
这个是告诉我们祷告的对象。
Here it talks about the audience in which we pray.
是在天上的父。
And that is our Father in heaven.
他不是地上的父。
He's not a father of earth.
我们地上有父亲。
We have fathers on this earth.
我们很多人也当父母亲。
Many of us are parents.
当孩子来告诉你，爸爸，我有问题。
When your child comes to you and say, Father, I have a problem.
你头也很痛啊。
You probably have headaches.
因为你很爱你的孩子。
You love your child.
但是他有问题，你没有办法解决。
Even if your child has a problem, you cannot help himself.
哦，你很爱他，所以你晚上没有办法睡觉。
And you love your child so much that you cannot fall asleep because you couldn't solve his problem.
但是你不能解决。哦，这个是我们地上的父。
And this is our Father on earth.
但我们祷告是在天上的父。
But we pray to our Father in heaven.
是天上，天上就是属灵的。
And that is in heaven. That is that means spiritual.
父就是我们的来源。
Father is a source of us.
父啊，就是爱我们的那一位。
Father is the one who loves us.
这位就是神。
And this one is God.
他无所不能。
And he is omniscient.
所以你告诉他。
So if you tell him.
当然，神也会同情你。
He will have pity on you.
所以以赛亚书说，我们受苦，神也在受苦。
So in the book of Isaiah it says, when we suffer, God suffers also.
不要想说我们生病很痛啊，一直祷告神，神一直在笑，你犯罪就是要这样，不是这样。
So when we are in pain, we should not think that God is laughing at us and jeering us and saying that, oh, you're in pain.
当我们你很痛苦，神也很痛苦。
When you're in pain, God is in pain as well.
为什么？
Why?
因为神很爱你。
Because God loves you.
所以你的痛就是他的痛。
So your pain is his pain.
所以我们的神是能够了解我。
So our God understands us.
他无所不能。
He is all knowing.
所以我们祷告的时候要对这个神有信心。
So when we pray, we need to have faith in God.
那第一句话就是求愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And the second is, hallowed be your name.
我们这样想一想，我信耶稣这么多年。
And when we think about it, we have believed in Christ for many years.
到底有几次我们祷告真的在求神说，让我尊你的名为圣？
How many times have we prayed to God and actually glorified God's name?
如果我们仔细这样，眼睛闭起来想一想，我们真的觉得很难，很羞愧。
And we close our eyes, think about how many times we have counted that we glorify God's name.
你想想看，我最后一次在祷告求神的名被尊为圣是什么时候？
So, think of the last time that you actually say something that glorified God's name.
如果我们祷告没有仔细去想，我们最后是这样念念了，可能我们从来没有求说，神啊，让你的名成为圣。
If we don't put our thoughts into our prayers, then we probably have not thought about glorifying God's name.
但是这个是第一件事情。
But this is the first thing.
是最重要一件事情。
The most important thing in our prayers.
什么叫做圣？
What is holiness?
旧约圣经那个圣在原文的意思就是分别。
Hallow means to be separated.
有分别就是圣。
To be separated means to be sacred.
Separation 就是表示圣洁。没有分别，没有分别就是不圣洁。
Without distinction, then it's not hallowed.
所以有时候你在问说，到底我是不是一个圣洁的人呢？
So you ask yourself whether you are a holy person.
那别人也没有办法告诉你。
Other people cannot tell you.
因为大家不知道你在想什么。
Because others cannot know what you're thinking.
那也不知道我们的私生活是怎么样。
And they also don't know your private lives.
那到底我有没有圣洁？
Whether we are holy or not.
我们自己想，我有没有分别？
Then have we distinguished ourselves?
我们的心思意念跟没有信的人有没有分别？
whether our thoughts and our actions are different from that of unbelievers.
我们做人做事的动机有没有不同，有没有分别？
Whether our motives as a human being are different from that of non-believers.
外表都可以做得很漂亮哦。
Perhaps we can be very, an outer appearance we look as if we're holy.
但是那个内心的动机有没有不一样？
But the true motives of the heart, is it really different?
如果没有分别就是俗。
If we have not distinguished ourselves, then that is belonging to the world.
分别就是圣。
And to be separated is to be holy.
那我们在家里面的这些私生活。
So our private lives in our family,
有没有分别？
Whether do we have this sense of separation?
那我们在娱乐的时候，我们跟没有信的人有没有分别？
When we enjoy our entertainment, do we have a sense of separation?
我们在跟人谈话的，我们谈话的内容有没有分别？
When we have conversations with other people, do we have a sense of separation?
有这个分别就是圣洁。
And to be distinguished or to separate is to be holy.
那这个神的名为圣，就是神的名跟其他的名不一样，有分别。
Hallowed be God's name means that God's name is different than other names.
那神的名是什么？
What is God's name?
当然旧约圣经你找不到神的名。
In the Old Testament, you cannot find the name of God.
摩西问神说你叫什么名字？
Moses asked God, what is thy name?
英文写作那个原文叫做 YHWH.
And in the English languages, YAWAH.
YHWH.
YHWAH.
没有母音呢。
There is no vowel.
我说这请问神的名字是什么？你讲不出来。
So,We do not know exactly God's name.
所以旧约时代神什么名字你念不出来 ,YHWH, 念不出来。
So it's hard for you to even pronounce YAWAH, so God's name is not known.
那这个名字到新约才显露出来。
So this name is actually shown in the New Testament.
这个名字叫做耶稣。
And the name is Jesus.
就是要玛利亚要生的时候神给他取名叫做耶稣。
When Mary was about to give birth, she gave the name Jesus.
那这个名叫做圣名。
And this name is a holy name.
就是跟其他的名有分别。
And it is different than that of other names.
所以我们祷告的时候就是愿每一个人都尊耶稣这个名跟其他的名有分别。
So when we pray, we hope that the name of Jesus be separated and be hallowed than that of other names.
那我们再来看耶稣这个名跟其他名到底有什么不同。
So let us see how different is Jesus' name than other names.
我们现在看主耶稣怎么解释他自己的名。
How does Jesus describe his own name?
马太福音28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
二十八章的十八节
，verse 18。
二十八章十八节
，chapter 28:18。
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。”十九节
，verse 19。
所以你们要去万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
verse 18。Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
这个是主耶稣复活以后讲的话。
This is something that Jesus had said after he resurrected.
说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我。
He said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
为什么布希在这个文件上一签那个文件就有效力呢？
Why is it that President Bush, after signing the documents, everything becomes effective?
这个因为法律上给他有这个权柄。
Because the law has given him this authority.
但这个是在美国。
But this happens only in the U.S.
那这个讲天上的权柄是什么？属灵的。
So what is authority in heaven? And that means something spiritual.
那地下的权柄呢？
And what about authority on earth?
就是这个地面上。
And that is something belonging to this earth.
所以主耶稣有权柄管理属灵的，主耶稣有权柄管理我们这个物质世界。
So Jesus has authority to control everything that is spiritual and everything that is physical and on this earth.
所以耶稣这个名字有权柄。
So the name of Jesus carries with him authority.
灵界、物质界都有权柄。
Whether it's spiritual the spiritual realm or the physical realm, then he carries this authority with him.
那我们就要想，那为什么这个名跟其他的名不太不一样？
So we think about why is this name different than other names?
那保罗在腓立比书里面就解释。
So Paul in the book of Philippians describes.
请看腓立比书的第二章。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 2.
好，腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
从第九节。
From verse 9 onwards.
腓立比书二章九节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 9
所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名第十节
verse 10
叫一切在天上地上地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝第十一节
verse 11
无不口称耶稣基督为主使荣耀归于父神
verse 9 therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the nameThat is above every name. 10. At that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and on under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Okay. 耶稣来世界人看不起他。
When Jesus came to this earth, people looked down on him.
因为要人看得起的条件他都没有。
Because he does not have any criteria in which people would exalt him.
今天请问你看得起谁？
Who do you respect nowadays?
你的条件是什么?
When what is your criteria?
我耶稣都没有。
Jesus has none.
没有钱。
He had no wealth.
没有教育。
And he had no education.
没有美貌。
And he did not have appearance.
没有家世背景。
And he did not have status or family background.
他在世界上根本就无名。
So on this earth, it seems that he is unknown.
但是圣经说，神将他升为至高。
But in the Bible says God exalted him to the highest place.
什么叫做至高?
What is the highest?
就是再上去没有,那个就是至高。
And that is none higher than the highest.
哦,所以神是谁造的?
So,
神是谁造的?
So who created God?
慕道者问说,如果有神,神是谁造的?
So the true seekers would ask, if there is a God, then who created God?
那这个问题就有问题了。
There's a question, or there's a problem to this question.
因为神是至高的。
Because God is the most exalted.
如果神是谁造的，那造他就比他还高。
So whoever created God must be higher than God.
所以他是最高的，因此他就不是被造的。
Since he is the highest and the most exalted, then there's no one who would create him.
那现在主耶稣啊，神把他升到至高，就是等于神了。
So when God exalted Jesus, then he is the same status as God.
难道是给他超乎万民之上的名？
And he gave him the name that is above every name.
什么叫做万民?
What is every name?
万民就是地上的名。
And that is the name on this earth.
那耶稣这个名就超过人类历史所有名的集合。
And Jesus' name is actually above every name on this earth.
所以你如果把耶稣的名跟什么华盛顿的名关公的名那个孔子的名摆在一起这个高台的孔子跟华盛顿。
So if you were to put Jesus' name next to Washington's name and Confucius' name, then you have just belittled Jesus' name.
那你也贬低了耶稣了。因为这个名跟地上不能比啊。
Because you cannot compare the name of Jesus with other names.
因为他是超万民之名。
Because he's above all names.
那为什么叫做超乎万民之上的名？
So why is it that he is above every name?
我们看第十节。
Let us look at verse 10.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下，因为耶稣的名就要屈膝。
That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
什么叫做屈膝?
What is every knee should bow?
就是你要在他面前跪下来尊敬他。
And that is we should kneel in front of Jesus to respect and exalt him.
天上。
In heaven.
就是灵界的。
Belongs to the spiritual realm.
你可以讲天上的天使也 在神的面前 也是要屈膝啊。
Even the angels in heaven, they have to bow their knees.
那地上就是人。
And on earth, it is the humans.
那在耶稣的面前也要屈膝。
And in front of Jesus, we also need to kneel.
那地底下也可以讲阴间魔鬼。
And in the Hades, we could also say Satan.
这个也在耶稣的面前屈膝。
They also have to bow their knees.
所以他的名那个效力那个权柄贯穿灵界到物质界。
So his authority actually transcends the spiritual realm as well as the physical realm.
所以耶稣的里面掌握一切，掌控一切。
That is why Jesus has control of everything.
所以今天我们的信耶稣的福气在哪里？
So what is a blessing believing in Christ Jesus?
就是我们归属在这个名下。
And that is we belong under this name.
这个启示录里面说啊，每一个得救的人，他的额头上刻一个新名。
And in the book of
每一个得救的人，他的额头上都刻一个新的名字。
Everyone who is being saved, they will have a sign engraved on their foreheads.
名字 name.
A name on their foreheads.
本来你是 John Peter James 都好，但是你在灵里面每一个的额头上就 inscribe 一个 name 叫做耶稣。
Whether you're John Peter or whatever name, then that means that you are inscribed with the name of Jesus.
不是名字，就这些名字都是地上的了，但在灵里面他的身上都有一个耶稣的名字。
No matter what name you have on this earth, on this person, they have the name of Jesus on them.
叫做属耶稣。
And that is belonging to Christ Jesus.
每一个人都属这个最有权柄这个名字。
And everyone belongs to the most authoritative name, which is the name of Jesus.
80年代到非洲去。
In the 80s, I went to Africa.
带台湾护照很不好用。
I brought with me visa from Taiwan.
Passport
from Taiwan.
看一看台湾在哪里？这很难解释。地图拿来，我告诉你。
They were perplexed where Taiwan was, so I had to bring map and show them.
那以后换美国护照。
And later, I brought my passport from the U.S.
小国家看到美国护照，好像要敬礼一样。
When the little countries they see the passport of U.S., they bow down to you.
那我们也不是什么人。
But we're nothing.
那你没拿这个护照就别人就对你有尊敬。
But when you have this U.S. passport, it seems that people show more respect to you.
因为这个国家很强。
Because this country is strong.
那你想，我们每一个人身上都有刻有耶稣的名字。
So if we think about it, on every believer's forehead, there is the name of Jesus engraved on it. We belong to Christ Jesus.
这个不是我们人最荣耀一件事情吗？
Isn't this the most glorious thing for human being?
那这个一旦属耶稣啊，这个很荣耀的。
Once we belong to Jesus, it is something very glorious.
所以十一节。
So let's look at verse 11.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And that every tongue confess that Christ, Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
这个名这么荣耀，所以每一个人要称耶稣为主。
Because this name is so glorious, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们的主不是钱啊。
Our Christ Jesus is Lord Jesus.
我们的主。我们的 Lord,
Our Lord is not a money.
在控制我们的不是钱啊。
What controls us is not money.
很可怜啊，如果你的主是钱，那很可怜。
If your Lord is money, then you're very pitiful.
一生就在服侍那个钱。
Then your whole life you're serving this money.
你死了一毛也拿不走。
After you pass away, you cannot take anything.
如果你的主只是这个地上公司的老板，这个也很可怜。
If your Lord is a CEO of a certain company, and you're very pitiful too.
公司在赚钱的时候，你很重要，因为你有贡献了。
When your company is at profit, then you're a very important person.
公司不赚钱，你就被 lay off 了。
And if the company is not making any profit, then you will be laid off.
但是我们的主是天上的神。
But our God is the Lord of heaven.
所以我们要称耶稣为主。
So we need to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他永远不会把你 lay off, 你只要不要犯致死的罪。
He will not lay you off, lest you sin.
但是
Mortal sin.
但是我们要常常尊以他为主。
But we need to confess him as our Lord.
那接受他的引导。
We need to accept his guidance.
把我们每一件事情就交给他做决定。
And entrust ourselves to him.
那始终要归于父神。
And to the glory of God the Father.
那为什么耶稣这个名字会变成超万民之名？
So why is it that the name of Jesus is above every name?
前面就讲主耶稣做了什么事情。
It tells beforehand what Jesus did.
是有原因的。
There was a reason.
我们看这个第六节。
Let us look at verse 6.
腓立比书二章六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不只自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Verse 6. Who being in very nature God, did not consider equally with God something to be grasped. Verse 7, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
耶稣本来就是神。
Jesus himself is God.
但是他现在要变成人。
But he had transformed himself to be human.
他说不以自己与神同等为强夺。
That he did not consider himself equally with God.
他只认为说他只是一个人。
He felt that he was only a human.
其实他是神。
Actually, he's God.
然后第七节说虚己。
And seven says that he made himself nothing.
那取了奴仆的形象。
And taking the very nature of a servant.
就从神成为人这个已经掉了一节了。
As the status from a God to human, this already like belittled him.
那这个人又掉成仆人，这个又掉了一节了。
And from a human status, dropping to a servant status, then he has gone down.
大家都要人上人，都要一直往上拼，变成不只做 middle class 大家都要转上那个上等社会。
Everyone wants to be in the upper class, from middle class to upper class.
但是只有主耶稣从 upper class, 从天上那个好几个 upper class, 一直要掉到仆人。
Only Jesus, from the status of being God, he dropped his status to being servant.
那到最后成为罪人。
In the end, he became a sinner.
所以被钉十字架。
So he was nailed on the cross.
那这个事情做完了，神就把他提到最高。
After he has completed his mission, God raised him to the heaven.
这个就是耶稣的名这么有权柄的一个原因。
And that is one of the reasons why Jesus' name has so much authority.
他舍掉一切。
He has given up everything.
结果神就给他一切。
Then God gives him everything.
好，那主耶稣升天以后。
After Jesus resurrected.
他的名字对门徒来讲非常非常重要。
His name became a name that is very important to his disciples.
因为这个名字太有权柄了。
Because this name carries authority with.
所以我们先来看耶路撒冷的教会怎么来看主耶稣的名字。
So let us look at how the churches of Jerusalem sees Jesus' name.
我们看第二章《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 37.
众人听见，觉得这个话扎心，就对彼得跟其余使徒说：“弟兄，我们应当怎样行？”
Verse 37. When people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?"
他们觉得自己有罪，要怎么办？
They felt they had sinned, so they want to know what to do. 38.
彼得说你们要悔改奉耶稣的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦。
Verse 38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以耶稣的名让能够叫我们的罪得赦。
So the name of Jesus Christ allows a remission of our sins.
这个名字非常有权柄。
This name carries authority.
我们在洗礼的时候奉耶稣的名施洗有人就看到耶稣的宝血。
So when we baptize, we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and some people will see the blood of Christ.
那洗礼起来得圣灵。
And after they get up from the water, they receive the Holy Spirit.
洗礼起来病得医治。
Or their illness has been healed.
为什么那个水这么有功效呢？
Why is it that the water has so much effect?
因为耶稣的名。
Because of the name of Jesus.
这个名已经灵界、物质界都很有权柄。
Because this name carries authority, whether in spiritual or physical realms.
所以天下人间没有第二个名这么有权柄。
So there is no other name other than Jesus' name that carries such authority.
只有这个名有权柄，所以只有这个名我们可以靠着得救。
Only, well, this name carries authority, and that's why through this name we can be saved.
所以今天我们为什么要传福音？
And that is why today we should preach the gospel.
因为人类最大的危机就是灭亡。
Because the greatest danger of humankind is that we will be decimated one day.
这个灭亡不是说肉体的灭亡。
It is not this physical destruction.
是灵界的灭亡。
And this is a spiritual death.
在阴间里面。
That is of Hades.
有人说地狱没有人看到，还怕什么？
So People would say, I've never seen Haiti, so what am I scared of?
那也有人说，反正也不是我一个去，有伴了，怕什么？
So other people say, well, it's not me alone. I have a partner to come along with me. So what am I scared of?
但是有一天你看到已经太慢了。
But it's too late if you see Hades one day.
那这个得救就是靠耶稣的名。
So we are saved through the name of Christ Jesus.
完全是靠恩典。
It's through the grace of God.
就是耶稣的名救了你。
It is the name of Christ Jesus that saved you.
所以你传耶稣的名给别人。
So if you...Preach the name of Jesus to other people.
他相信受洗，他也得救了。
They believe and get baptized, and they are saved.
他不要钱的。
This is with they don't need to pay anything.
这个就是恩典。
And this is salvation.
所以这个不是做生意啊。
This is not a business deal.
我们常常觉得传福音有一点气馁，就我要你得救，那你又不接受，我不但不接受，有的还逼迫你骂你几句话。
Sometimes we feel as if preaching gospel is like a business deal, and we preach to the people, but they don't.Want to listen, and we spend our time and energy, yet they don't want to listen to us.
那我们还是传给他。
But we still preach to them.
为什么？因为这个名对你太重要了。
Because this name is too important to you.
哦，我们看到你不信将来的后果，我们真的很同情你说，还是要传给你。
We know what the consequence if you don't believe, so that's why we have the heart and compassion to preach to others.
这是我们的本分了。
And this is our duty.
这个名太重要了。
Because the name is too important for us to pass by.
这个名太有权柄了。
And this name has so much authority.
好，我们再看第三章。
Let us look at chapter 3.
现在耶路撒冷教会，我们看第三章的第六节。
Acts chapter 3 verse
6. 彼得说金银我都没有，我把我所有给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来走。
Verse 6, then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
现在在美门口有一个人瘸腿的。
There is, in the gate of beautiful, there is a crippled.
那天天要人救济。
And he needs to have...Alms given to him every day.
你知道这个人自尊心已经被踩到地上，要人救济，你还有自尊心吗
？He has no self-respect because he needs other people to give him money.
那这个人生活也没有依靠啊！今天如果大家心情不好，你一毛钱也没有，你就饿肚子。
And he has no reliance in his life because if people don't give him money, then he will suffer from hunger.
那第三个，他也没有办法进到圣殿里面，因为他不会走路啊。
And he could also not.He was not able to enter the temple because he could not walk.
那这个困难谁能够解决？
Who could help him solve the problem?
没有人能够解决。
No one could help him.
可能他父母一生也很痛苦，我怎么生这样的孩子？
Maybe his parents felt this pain of bearing this kind of child.
他刚好遇到彼得。
And they met Peter.
金银我都没有。
Silver gold I do not have.
真的彼得没有金银吗？
Is it true that Peter did not have silver or gold?
你看当时卖的全财产拿到谁的面前？拿到使徒的面前了。
All those believers, they sold their properties and they have given all this wealth to who?
但是为什么彼得说金银我都没有？
But why did Peter say then, silver gold I do not have?
因为他要把最好的给他。
Because he wants to give him the best.
最好的是什么？
What is the best?
就是拿撒人耶稣的名。
And that is the name of Christ Jesus of Nazareth.
所以我们呢在讲什么行善啊去救济这个都好，但是哦，你如果行善救济花了这么多的时间哦，没有传福音哦，真的是很可惜。
So when we talk about giving alms or being charitable, but if we do not preach the name of Christ Jesus, then this is really not useful.
哦，最大的善是什么
？What is the greatest good?
我把耶稣的名给你。
That is to give others the name of Jesus.
你罪可以赦啊
，because their sins can be forgiven.
那这里奉耶稣的名，我叫你起来走。
He says that in the name of Jesus Nazareth, I command you to walk.
那结果他就起来了。
And so this cripple became well.
他开始过新的生活。
And he began a new life.
所以耶稣的名确实是宝贝。
That is why it is, Jesus' name is very precious.
今天我们受洗过，我们有这个福分来归属这个名下，来传扬这个名啊，然后来用这个名，这个太大的福气了。
Today, after we have been baptized, we belong to this name, and after we belong to this name, we are able to use this name and praise this name. We have a sense of identity with this name.
我们看十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
我们因信他的名，他的名便你们叫你们所遇见，所以这个人健壮了。
By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong.
大家看到这个行迹行出来，一直看彼得，哦，这个今天来了一个超人。
And when people saw what Peter did, this miracle, they felt he was a superman.
可能又嫉妒又羡慕。
They were probably jealous and they were envious at the same time.
那个祭司长一定很嫉妒，为什么我做不出来，你做得出来？
And the scribes or the Pharisees probably wonder how come you can do it and I can't.
那有的人很羡慕，反正像你这样不是很好吗？
And some people were envious, so good that Peter could do such miracle.
但是彼得他不敢夺取神的荣耀。
But Peter dared not take the glory of Jesus away.
说因为信他的名，所以他的名叫这个人强壮，所以是这个人是耶稣的名，我跟我没有关系。
So Peter said it is by faith in the name of Jesus, so it has nothing to do with him.
哦，那现在神迹行出来以后
，So after the miracle was completed,
就被抓去打了。
He was captured and he was beaten.
因为这对犹太人啊，这个犹太宗教领袖威胁太大了。
Because this miracle was a threat to the leaders of the Jews.
为什么
？Why？
因为一些敬拜神的已经看到这样，就跑去跟耶稣，结果他们跟他们人越来越少，当然这受不了。
So many people after seeing the miracle would go follow, would believe in the name of Jesus and follow Peter, and they would not, no longer follow the Jewish customs.
所以就武力把他屈服，叫他不可以做。
So they forced him not to do this, and so they captured him and beat him.
就把他打打他，在那放，看他还会做。
They beat him until, and they wanted to test him whether he would still preach.
我们看第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
四十节。
Verse 40.
公卫人听从他，便叫使徒来把他们打了。又吩咐他不可奉耶稣名讲，他叫他释放。四十一节。
41.
他们离开公卫，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱。所以这个门徒啊，离开公卫的时候摸摸屁股，哇，好痛啊！刚刚被打了好几下。
So these people, these apostles, they probably, they were very in, much in pain after leaving, after being flogged.
他们没有说、啊、好倒霉，我说传耶稣被打，下一次不传了。
They did not say, oh, we are so unfortunate because we preach the name of Jesus, we are flogged.
他说离开公会了，心里很高兴。
So after they left the Sanhedrin, they were rejoicing.
为什么？
Why?
因为配为这个名受辱。
Because they were counted worthy of suffering.
什么叫做配？
What is being worthy?
啊，配就是有资格为这个名来受辱。
Counted worthy means having this status to suffer for the name of Jesus.
所以神是至高的神。
So God is the highest God.
现在神拣选这些使徒来传福音，为他的名受苦，这是神看重他。
So these apostles, they are willing to suffer for the name of Jesus. So God will look heavily on this.
所以受苦也变成很有意义，为着耶稣的名。
So the suffering became very meaningful for the name of Jesus.
所以我们今天想，我们到底人活着要做什么
？So we think about what is the purpose of human beings.
怎么让我们活着有意义
？How do we live a purposeful life?
意义要怎么定义
？How do we define the meaning of life?
如果我们从圣经来看
，If we look at it from the perspective of the Bible,
当你心里面的最深处，你所做的每一件事情都是因为耶稣的名，就很有意义。
If everything from deep down in your heart, then you have, you do everything for the name of Christ Jesus, then you are, your life is full of meaning.
我今天把它活起来，让耶稣的名在我的工作上，在我的家庭里面，在我的所做的一切上得到荣耀。你今天很有价值。
So if you try your best to live the name of Jesus in your daily life, in your family, in your job, then your life is full of meaning.
所以后来他们说，彼得他们跟保罗他们啊。他们是为着耶稣的名不顾自己的生命。
So later it says that, it records that Peter and Paul, they did not, count their lives worthy.
我们看十五章二十六。
After suffering. Chapter 15, verse 26.
十五章二十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 26.
这个两个人啊，二十五节开始。
25 verses 25.
所以我们同心定意拣选这几个人，差他们同我亲爱的巴拿巴、保罗去，往你们那里去。26节。
26.
这两个人为着我主耶稣的名，不顾性命。
Verse 25. So we all agree to choose some men and send them to you with our dear friends Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫做工作精神好？
What is having the spirit of having a good attitude?
命都不要了，这个当然做工作精神很好。
They're willing to risk their own lives even, so this is a spirit of servitude.
什么叫做忠心
？What is being loyal?
命都不要了，那这个就忠心了。
Risking their lives is being loyal.
那保罗跟巴拉巴为着耶稣的名，命都不要了。
So here it says Paul and Barnabas, they work for, they did not, they even risked their lives for the name of Jesus Christ.
因为他们真的知道这个名对他们是什么意义。
Because they know that the name of Jesus is very meaningful to them.
所以今天我们在生活中要再一次的认清楚。
So in our lives, we need to once again, be clear of one thing.
只有我们的生活跟耶稣的名连上关系，那个生活才是有价值的。
Only when our lives is linked with the name of Jesus, then will our lives be meaningful.
你做每一件事情，如果是为着耶稣的名，那就很有价值。
If you do everything for the name of Christ Jesus, then your life is full of meaning.
如果我们活着不是为耶稣的名，你那个就没有价值。
If we live not for the name of Jesus Christ, then we do not live a meaningful life.
所以耶稣是尊名。
So God, Jesus' name is a sacred name.
我们祷告第一个要求就是让这个尊名被尊为圣。
So we need, when we pray, we need to pray so that Jesus' name be hallowed.
要传这个尊名。
We need to preach this hallowed name.
为这个尊名来活。
We need to live for this holy name.
因为我们是归属这个尊名之下。
Because we belong to this holy name.
将来我们回到天国见到主耶稣。
When we go to heaven, we'll see Jesus.
得赏赐。
And be blessed.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
Please be seated.
In October, we will have spiritual convocation. We also have a ceremony of dedication. So let us pray for this matter.
So
then we can bring more truth seekers and friends to church. Saturday evenings, we have services at different regions, so we can bring truth seekers and friends. Let us pray in one accord.